Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Today, we're celebrating the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. Wow. The two mighty apostles that did so much, the Lord built so much on them, and they communicated so much of the heart of the gospel that just fills the New Testament, and the words they've spoken, the way they've led, how they responded to the Lord has, I mean, they are the pillars, they're the foundations, these great apostles. And I thought one of the fun things to do, we could do this week, is to just look at some of the key passages in the New Testament from which the apostles are articulating the heart of their faith and the encounter they had with the Lord and its full transformation, because what they're sharing with us and what they experienced is what they've passed on to us is, and you can see the appeal that they make, is they know there's more to be received from the Lord for every baptized person, to continue to grow and to continue to grow in holiness and in the mission of the church. And so I want to take up today passage from St. Paul to begin with, and I'll maybe take up Peter tomorrow, and then maybe throughout the whole week, we'll just do Peter and Paul. First, I want to encourage you to take some time this week to go to the letters of Paul or the letters of Peter and just choose one and just pray through it, read it slowly, and ask the Holy Spirit for the grace to lay hold of that transformed mind of the apostles, the renewed mind that the Holy Spirit worked in them that allowed them to have that eternal perspective and also wisdom on how we walk out our discipleship in the Lord, how we live in the kingdom of God together. So I want to pick from Ephesians chapter 1, such a powerful letter, such a beautiful letter, and in particular, the second half of it, where Paul gives us an apostolic prayer, where he's praying to God the Father with such beautiful compassion and depth. And you can see the heart of his concern for the people that he's sending the letter to. And of course, this letter has gone out for 2,000 years across the Christian community. And it's just as alive today as it was then. So I'm going to just read through this section of Ephesians chapter 1 and the kind of breakdown. Let's take a look at what Paul's putting his finger on and then ask ourselves the question, how much has this text, how much has Paul's longing, how much has it penetrated our own hearts? Not just today, but historically, what has this letter meant to you? Maybe some of you haven't read it, but there's something here alive today. This is God's living word. And in honor of St. Peter and St. Paul, we just ask the Holy Spirit to awaken in us the very thing that St. Paul in this today is praying for us. So beginning in chapter 1, verse 15. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurably great power in us who believe, according to the working of his great might, which he accomplished in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fulfills all in all. This is a communication from Paul of the great vision that the Father gave him in his son Jesus. I mean, all the way back to the day, the road to Damascus, when Paul was there and he was going to arrest the apostles, drag them back to Jerusalem. I mean, he was on fire. He was a zealous prophet. You could say a zealous, loyal Jewish leader, rabbi. But on the way, he encountered the Lord. the light of the glory of God that was shining on the face of Christ, which Paul would later preach on. He encountered that glory, and by the grace of the Holy Spirit, he caught a glimpse that totally transformed his life. He was able to see the glory of Jesus, and in that moment, he was radically changed. And if you haven't read that testimony from Paul, at the time he was Saul, and he stood up Paul afterwards, was Acts chapter 26. And when Paul encountered Jesus, he was so overwhelmed, but in that encounter, the Lord commissioned him. Something was imparted to him. The very thing he's praying for here, dimensions of the same reality in this Ephesians 1, where Paul's saying that he was praying that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened. What's the heart? The heart's the core, the seat of decision, sort of the center of our being, you could say. That the core of our being, we would see the light of the glory of God that's shining on the face of Jesus. This is part of the mission of the Holy Spirit, to reveal to every human heart not just the commandments, not just the things we're called to do, but first and foremost, to experience a revelation and a kind of experiential knowledge of the glory and majesty of Jesus. And then Jesus, speaking to Paul in Acts 26, in that day of encounter on the road to Damascus, as Paul's being overwhelmed and literally changed and transformed in the encounter at the core of his being, probably every cell in his body, Jesus explains to him. He commissions him. He tells him what he's being called to do. And I love this. Just two verses. Verse 18. Jesus said, he's sending him to the Gentiles to open their eyes that they might turn from darkness to light and from the power of God, power of Satan to God, and that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me, Jesus said. So Paul's mission right from the beginning is open their eyes. See the connection years later in this letter to the Ephesians, that the eyes, not only are physical eyes, the window to the soul, but that the eyes of the heart might see, and that we might move from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and that we receive forgiveness for our sins, and we stand with those who are sanctified by faith, set apart by our yes to Jesus. That's what faith is, the radical abandonment of ourselves and trust to God. And so in the Ephesians passage, that from that experience really marked Paul's entire life, and it comes out right here. He's writing to a community that has come to faith, they're growing, and he sees it. He said, for this reason, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. So he hasn't even met these people, but he's heard from the brethren. And he said, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ. Paul uses this phrase in description of Jesus many times. He's Lord. He's Savior. He's the anointed Messiah. And he says, the Father of Jesus is the Father of all glory. Glory, the word doxa, the glory of God. And in the person of God, the Father, he's the Father of glory, which means this unique, profound, and absolutely profound expression of his majesty is made known to us through Jesus in a way that others, maybe Moses, others had a little bit of a glimpse, but not the way in which it's now being revealed in the resurrection and ascension and reigning in glory and outpouring of the Holy Spirit that Jesus did, that enabled human hearts to be able to see the glory that's shining on the face of Jesus. So God the Father, it expresses the glory, expresses his majesty, his holiness, his beauty, his splendor, his weighty presence, which others, as I said, only caught a glimpse of. He's the Father of all glory, because the glory generates, it comes from him, and it's revealed beautifully, perfectly in its fullness in the resurrected and glorified humanity of Jesus. It's the Father who gives glory to the Son. The Father communicates his glory to Jesus. The Catechism speaks about it so beautifully as well. Just thinking now the thoughts, and here's Jesus' own words in John 17, "The glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them." You see here what's at the heart of the Christian life. It's more than, friends, a moral system. It's more than sort of behavior modification, getting us moving in the right kind of behavior, which is a really important part of it. But what's really getting communicated, and Paul's praying for us, is that we might touch the glory that he received, that he saw in the person of Jesus, who became one of us and is clothed in glory, enabling him to share with us his glory. The glory that's in him now, in his human flesh, is now given to us in baptism and in confirmation, in the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if we're attentive to the Holy Spirit and longing and listening, the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us spiritual illumination. The Holy Spirit gives us an experiential knowledge, a spiritual perception of the glory and majesty of God the Father and God the Son. So beginning with the heart, with the core of our being, it opens up the mind, it opens up our emotions, it opens up every part of us to the glory and majesty of Jesus. And then Paul said there's three things, that if the eye of our heart is touched, that is the core of our being, again, the seat of decision, Paul said, what we will see, and this is his prayer, to the hope that he's given to us, that we would know the hope to which we're called. And that hope is what? It's a person. It's Jesus resurrected. It's Jesus at the right hand of the Father. It's Jesus in glory revealing the kingdom. And that's our destiny. And hope is that confidence and trust that what we see in faith, with the eyes of faith, we will possess. It's already laid hold of us. And the glorious inheritance that's in the saints, their eternal life, their kingdom life, they're sharing and participating fully in the glory of God and the immeasurably great power in us who believe. And what's happened to us? We're born again. We've overcome sin by God's grace. We are winning a spiritual battle. God is giving us grace to persevere, growing in holiness, becoming other Christs. And then what we see Paul saying at the end, and he preaches this again and again because of what he experienced on the road to Damascus, and I'm sure much more. He preaches Jesus Christ raised from the dead, and he's seated now at the right hand of God the Father. All power and glory in heaven and earth belongs to him, and it's critical for believers to come into this experiential knowledge of Christ in the core of our being, to see Jesus, to see his beauty, to see his majesty, with the help and the grace of the Holy Spirit, friends, to experience his power, to come to know his glory now, his glory in his fullness, in the body he received from Our Lady. This is your destiny. This is the Father's plan for you. Let's open our hearts and ask the Holy Spirit today, reveal the glory of Jesus in the core of our being in this answered prayer for Paul. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.